Welcome to the Powered by Transova podcast, where Transova team members and industry experts will cover how our reproductive toolbox of embryo transfer, in vitro fertilization, sorted semen, and cloning technologies can multiply the success within your livestock breeding program. Throughout our series, we will also cover a wide array of topics such as frequently asked questions, management and care advice, as well as client and location highlights.
Welcome to today's Powered by Transova podcast. Today we have a special guest, Samantha Graves. And Samantha said she's been with the company for quite a while. She started very, very young, in case you're wondering. This episode today is a really, really good one. If you've ever wondered why we do what we do, would you agree with that, Emily?
Oh, yeah. She explains the why of Transova very well. Her answer, I got chills. And I think you said this too, Sarah, that you got the chills too from her answer. It's like, wow, that was powerful.
Yes. And I think that her answers kind of showcase how good she is at her job, because you realize how much value she puts on our clients, and not just, you know, embryo results, but, you know, achieving their goals and making our clients happy. And you can just hear that through her answers. And so we're super appreciative that we have somebody like Samantha on our team.
Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, we harp on this quite a bit, Sarah, is that a lot of our team members raise cattle themselves, and Samantha and her family raise show cattle and sell cattle. And her daughter is a very good showman, and they do very well at shows. And I think that just kind of puts in perspective that, you know, we understand the industry, we understand our clients' goals, and, you know, because we can relate and we go through a lot of the same things. So I think that's very cool that she shares her story. And I liked her beginning story as starting out and dealing with some prominent clients. I think we all can relate to that. And I think now she is probably one of those prominent people in the industry, in my opinion.
So. I would agree with that wholeheartedly. So I think this episode would be good for those that are kind of starting out, you know, either fresh out of college or in college, because it kind of puts life into perspective about, you know, starting, I don't want to say starting small, but, you know, starting into a role and then evolving as you get older and how the industry changes. So I would agree with that completely.
Yep. I think it just takes time, and, you know, you got to start somewhere and do the work, and you'll get there eventually. Everybody's got their own chapter or their own season, as they say. And it's a lot of work, and you got to work every day, and eventually you'll get there. So I appreciate Samantha's comments about all of that.
I agree completely.
So without further ado of us yakking here, we are happy to share our interview with Samantha Graves.
Welcome, everybody, to today's Powered by Transova podcast. Today, we have somebody that may be fairly familiar to all of you in the cattle industry. We have Samantha Graves, who works out of our Chillicothe, Missouri location. Welcome, Samantha.
Thanks for having me, guys.
How about you go ahead and tell everybody a little bit about yourself and kind of maybe talk about your role within Transova?
Sure. So it really is an honor for me to get the opportunity to talk about the things that I'm passionate about and, I mean, basically hold dear to my heart. I love being a part of this industry and talking about it. So what a better place than a podcast? I guess a little bit about me. I was fortunate enough to grow up on a farm in Nebraska with all sisters. So go Huskers, and God bless my parents. I mean, all girls, we could be a handful. We were raised to be super involved in the operations of our farm, even from an early age. One of the first memories I have is walking beans with my mom and my sisters, and that probably dates me a little bit. There's probably some people listening that don't even know what walking beans are, thanks to, you know, conservation practices and modified seeds. But that's basically where my love of agriculture started. Everything with agriculture and everything it had to offer, I knew I wanted to be a part of. It was a life that was for me, and I couldn't imagine being in any different industry. When I first graduated college, I went to work on the male side of bovine reproduction, and I first worked for Hawkeye Breeders in Adel, Iowa, and then CMEX in what was called the Genetic Horizons Division. I was blessed to start with Transova in the lab, August of 2002. And then around 2008, I started migrating into more of a customer service-based role. That's evolved and continued to this day. I would say I currently spend probably 90% of my time working with our wonderful clients and then 10% in the lab.
Awesome. How many sisters did you have, Samantha?
Just two, but I'm sure if you asked my parents at times, it felt like it was a whole lot more.
Have you ever heard the phrase, two kids is two kids, but three is 15? So I imagine it probably felt like they had 15 girls.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. Very much. Lots of giggles that happened in our house and lots of fun memories for sure.
So Samantha, I like that you shared your background a little bit because I think that shows that we have a great team of well-versed people that are ready to assist our clients at any given moment with a lot of variety that's depending on their question, which I think is awesome. What sites do you specifically work with in your client service role?
Sure. So like you guys said, I'm based out of our Chillicothe, Missouri location, but with the way our technologies have developed and the way in which we can service people in the industry, I've been fortunate enough to work with people all across the U.S. I am super lucky to be the main CSR with a number of sites across our region. The ones in Kansas that I work with are Cross Country Genetics in Westmoreland, Sun Valley Embryo Transfer in Salina, Heartland Vet Health Center in Houlton, and then the sites in Missouri I work with are obviously our Chillicothe site here, Whitaker IVF Services in Thayer, and TBARS, which is the Vagy family in Billings, just outside of Springfield.
Sam, you said you started working for Transova in 2002. Is that right?
I started when I was 10.
I was going to say you were very, very young. We've appreciated having you for that long. And that, you know, we had on our question for you to talk about what sets Transova apart, you know, from other companies that offer the same services that we do. But I'm going to interject and say that one of the things that sets us apart are people like yourself. You just mentioned all those, you know, the satellites that you work with and the clients that you work with. And so we appreciated you, Sam, and your ability to, you know, please our clients and keep those relationships going strong. So thank you. And then I'll go into your question and say, from your perspective, what do you think sets Transova apart from other companies?
Sure. So, you know, the passion that we have, commitment, and I guess I would say technology and integrity that Transova has and was founded on. I mean, we were basically founded on the principles of been there and understand that. I mean, so many people that have worked in the company and continue to work in the company have seen this industry evolve from infancy to where it is now, that we're even constantly striving to do better and to be better. I dare you to find another company in this industry with the amount of knowledge, experience, and drive that Transova and its employees possess. Things can be challenging at times, and it would be super easy to throw your hands up and walk away and do something that'd be, you know, easier, I guess. But we have people on staff who have chosen to make this their life's work. This leads to many opportunities for others. I mean, if I don't know the answer to a question, I have some of the most amazing team you could imagine, and I can go to them and ask. And that's a pretty cool support system to have for sure.
Yeah, I think that's all great, Samantha. We joke, I've heard some other people say this, it's what would it be like just to scoop ice cream, you know, something easy, you know, but I agree. I think, you know, our team doesn't stray away from a challenge. And like you said, we all kind of work together to kind of figure things out and, you know, striving to have that continuous improvement. And for anybody that doesn't know, you know, when we have company-wide meetings, Dr. Faber gets up and says our mission, vision, values all the time, just to kind of reiterate our foundation, which I think is really cool.
Yes, yes, very much so. And something I've always appreciated is he says, thank you. The industry, our business, the way that Transova's role in the industry is just constantly evolving, and we have to be ready. We have to be there. And it's a pretty cool thing to be a part of for sure.
Definitely. What is your favorite part about working for Transova? I think you kind of hit on this, but what is that your favorite part?
Well, the exceptional genetics I work with on a daily basis are absolutely mind-blowing. There aren't many people who get to say they go to work every day and get to work with the best of the best, the most elite of the elite. that's pretty cool. But even more than that, I love the people I work with. I remember when I first started working at Transova, I had to call a guy about his road trip we were planning to go on later in the week. And this gentleman is a name that I've heard for as long as I've known that there were show cattle. I mean, he was and still is an icon in the cattle industry. I remember stressing and telling my husband, you know, how nervous I was about calling this man who in my mind had basically revolutionized the industry. And here I was, what I thought was just this 20-something-year-old nobody, and I would literally have these unparalleled genetics in my hands. And he had worked so hard to develop them. And I remember Preston telling me, he may be who he is, and you may be who you are, but you're both working towards the same goals. And if you know my husband, you know that he has his moments of being pretty profound. And I sat there and I was like, wow, like, how cool is that? I get a chance to be a part of something so much bigger than me. It's just so cool because I get to work with these nationally known, established programs. And I also get to work with these programs that are maybe just getting started in working to achieve their goals and dreams. And I can say I was there all along right beside them.
That is so cool. You're giving me goosebumps over here, Samantha.
Yeah, that was an awesome answer. Wow. I love that. I love that. That's awesome. I don't even know what to say. That was awesome.
Yes, we're gonna be using that in other places, just so you know, Samantha. You know, Emily made the comment about scooping ice cream on a daily basis would be so much easier. But I think we put up with a lot of the stressors that are involved within the biological industry because a lot of us have involvement ourselves in the industry. And so we come from a deep understanding of, you know, what our clients are trying to accomplish. Sam, can you tell me a little bit about, you know, how does your role within Transova, and maybe you could start with your involvement in the cattle industry, but tell me how those two worlds of yours combine and collide.
Sure. So my little family, we're pretty involved in the cattle industry. My husband, Preston, and I, along with our daughter, Boanne, raise and sell show calves, pretty much just about any breed you can think of or color you can think of. And then Boanne shows Herefords and steers nationwide. And one of my most favorite things to do when we're at a show is to point out a calf to her that I know was a product of a service that was offered by Transova. It makes me seem like a pretty cool mom. And that's fun when you've got an almost teenager. That doesn't happen very often. It's a very rewarding place to be when you can actually see all the work that you've done come together for another family. I'm blessed that my personal life and work life are so able to overlap. People I know from, I guess you would call it my personal life, call or walk into Transova, and I already have that relationship with them. I already understand their needs and goals and what we can offer in services to get them there. I understand the value of these services and how deeply they can impact a program for a fellow cattle person. I can share in their joys with them while they're happening. You know, if I'm at a show and they've just achieved one of their goals in the show ring, and I know that calf was produced through a service that's in our toolbox, that's a pretty humbling experience.
Yeah, definitely. And that kind of leads into our next question is, tell us why you think our toolbox and our team is a powerful asset in the show industry, in the livestock industry. And, you know, you kind of hit on this early. It's, you know, we're helping people get started, but, you know, how does that affect people, you know, at any stage of their operation?
I would say that we understand it. We get it. We understand the value of what you're looking to achieve. A lot of us have that one heifer that is special, either special because of herself or special because of the calves she raises. Now think if you could take that special one or even like the top 10% of your herd and spread them out over the rest of your herd and make those calves be just as special as that one special one is. How would that affect not only your bottom line, but your show ring presence and just what you're able to do with your program?
It's kind of mind-blowing how that all fits into our industry and all those changes that are made and those goals that are achieved. And so I think you hit on a lot of good points there, Samantha. back to you yourself. Tell me, what does a successful day look like for Samantha Graves? You've been involved in Transova in a few different, you know, roles and positions, but when you go home at night, what makes a good day for you?
Oh gosh, there's been a lot of really awesome days. I mean, I've seen donors come in that have made numbers that I never would have ever imagined we would see go through our lab. And then I've seen those donors come in that the client just wants that one more calf out of them. If they get just one more calf, they're happy, they've achieved their goals, and you know, we've helped them get there. So a successful day to me isn't always quantified by numbers. Sometimes a successful day is very tailored to the client or the individual and what exactly they're looking to achieve.
That's a good answer. I like that your good days aren't always, you know, quantified by a number. And it's not just about numbers. Sometimes it's just one embryo. That can be a big deal. You know, it's not always about just being a factory to churn out embryos for people. It's about, you know, those superior genetics and whatever they're trying to achieve.
Yeah, I think sometimes people forget that we are actually in the people business and, you know, trying to help them multiply success in their herds. And, you know, even if it's a couple embryos or just getting a calf on the ground from a valuable or special donor, you know, I think that's a success in itself. Well, thank you, Samantha, so much for joining us on our podcast today. I think you shared a lot of great insight that our listeners will appreciate. And if anybody has questions for Samantha, we can share your info in the podcast details. Anybody in the Missouri, Kansas area that's looking to get started or has questions, Samantha's a great resource. So thank you again, Samantha, for joining us. And we will be back next week with another great guest on the Powered by Transova podcast. Thank you.
Thank you, Samantha.
Thanks, guys.
We appreciate you tuning in to Transova. If you have any topics you'd like to hear more about, send an email to moreinformation@transova.com. Thank you.